Welcome back. Well, packaging and paper group Mondi has received a boost from higher selling prices and volume increases during the interim period. While revenue is up a tepid 1%, profit before tax surged by 29% and basic underlying earnings grew 8%. That's seeing a dividend of over 27 euro cents being declared, reflecting a hike of 27%. But despite a global push towards paper from plastic, the group says demand is waning across the markets in which it operates and expects macroeconomic uncertainties to continue weighing on its trading environment. The company's CEO, Peter Oswald, joins us on the line now for more detail behind the numbers. Peter, thanks so much for joining us this evening. With all of that being said, while your capital investments and acquisitions have paid off in the first half, right at the top, talk us through the kind of market you're catering to right now. So, you know, where demand metrics sit amidst a very strained economic climate and increasingly challenging trade conditions.
Yes, I mean, what we are seeing is that demand is generally softer across all markets in which we operate, but this shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. We've just seen our main markets, which are Europe and to a certain degree then global markets, including South Africa, relatively low GDP growth. And as a consequence of that, the demand is just a bit lower than it's normal, but it's nothing special or outstanding. And actually, as we've proven in the first half year, where demand was weaker, we can cope with that given our cost-advantaged assets and given our strong position.
Okay, you say it's nothing special, but it is key because in addition to capital investments, it's been higher export selling prices and volume increases in fiber packaging and uncoated paper as well that's resulted in a fair value gain on your forestry assets of 52 million euros and that supporting earnings as well. So how sustainable is that kind of performance moving forward, or how much of a hit are you anticipating in the second half?
Yes, roughly speaking, numbers were about, call it 20 million euro above the normal. So half year on half year, I would roughly say that we can expect about 40 million euro less from this specific topic of forestry fair value gain.
Okay, so another gain of the magnitude we've seen in the first half, not expected in the second half. What are some of the initiatives in play to help drive now sustainable performance and mitigate some of the inflationary pressures that sit on your cost base? Because over this period, input costs have come in higher.
Yes, that's right. But what we see is that in a weaker overall trading environment, also the cost pressure is reduced. And so we expect fairly mitigated cost pressure in the second half of the year. And Mondi doesn't launch any cost reduction programs, but it's an ongoing improvement, cost improvement scheme, which will run with a number of initiatives in order to keep our costs under control. So I'm not worried about the cost push in the second half.
The market seemingly agreeing with you, Peter, because tight cost control is something that analysts have been scoring you very highly on, and that comes along with your diverse products. How much scope to take things as far as your product offering is concerned a step further?
Yeah, as you say, I mean, we with the huge privilege that we are in a number of paper markets and packaging markets, and especially we are in a number of niche markets where we get premium pricing. And as a consequence of that, we do have our more than 23% EBITDA margin. And given both our premium priced products as well as our low cost asset base, we can achieve a return on capital employed of 23% as we have done in a more difficult trading environment.
Absolutely. You talk about this difficult trading environment, Peter. There are some support factors coming into play for a player like Mondi, though. We've had the move away from plastics to paper, as I highlighted at the top, but also the rise of online retailing globally supporting this business. How are you leveraging further off that?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We are benefiting from that. If we talk about a softer trading environment, it's more contrasting what we saw in 2018. So from that perspective, it has become on a relative base somewhat softer. But it's absolutely correct for us that if we take a medium-term view over the next 5 years, we will benefit from the secular trends. So there's more and more e-commerce, and there is this trend from plastic to paper, which I believe will gain momentum over time.
How's that influencing your capital investment program at this stage? Where are you putting money to work?
Yeah, apart from our standard projects we have underway, we already have decided to rebuild our machine in the Czech Republic to produce more carrier bags, a very specialized product with a unique combination of recycled fiber and virgin fiber. And this will come on stream end of next year. And we are in the moment, we are planning whether we should do further investments.
Are you making any capital investments in South Africa?
Yes, we do. Actually, we are very happy that this simplification, which has happened now, gives us the opportunity to invest more in South Africa, because our South African operation was so far burdened by the dividends which had to be paid to the group shareholders. And we will launch now a project to rebuild our recovery boiler and to do a number of further projects, like into our chemical plant and also into our forestry.
And all of this, Peter, without further indebting yourselves or over-indebting the company, because that's the caution during times of low selling prices in particular, where profitability can really become negatively impacted.
Yeah, I mean, our balance sheet is really strong with 1.3 times EBITDA. Our net debt is 1.3 times EBITDA. And we are careful that we can, even in a weaker market environment, well fund all our capital investment projects.
Let's leave it there, Peter. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Peter Oswald is CEO of Mondi.